A lifelong record collector, Erik Christensen realized one day that he had more than music on his shelves.
I thought, I not only have a great collection of music, I have a great collection of artwork. Some of the finest artists of that era contributed to album art. But the elegance of the LP, that era's come and gone.
As a documentary filmmaker, Christensen didn't want to let that era pass unremarked. So the Mill Valley Man set out to explore the topic of album art.
Some of the stories behind the albums, I knew they're legendary stories, but many I uncovered different stories of how album covers came to be and what it took to take the photograph. One of the really interesting ones is the Doors album cover that Henry Diltz did of the Morrison Hotel, how they had to sneak into the hotel and take one shot, and that was it.
Along with key photographers like Diltz and Jim Marshall, Christensen also sat down with several iconic graphic artists.
Some of the graphic artists are so intrinsically linked with the group. For example, Mouse and Kelly with the Grateful Dead, Roger Dean with Yes, Storm Thorgerson with Pink Floyd. These are significant graphic artists who have done wonderful, wonderful work and are forever linked with those groups.
Additionally, he was able to talk with many of the performers whose albums they illustrated.
They always get asked the same questions. And what was nice about this project is very few of them, if any, were ever asked about their album cover art. And they sort of lit up when asked about how the artwork links with the music and what went into the decisions.
For instance, he was able to film Yoko Ono discussing the controversial nude photos of herself and John Lennon on their Two Virgins recording, but shied away from asking her about the cover picture of her Seasons of Glass LP, which includes the blood-spattered glasses Lennon was wearing when he was shot and killed.
I didn't bring that up, and at the end of the interview I said, well, Yoko, is there anything else you'd like to talk about? I said, yes, there is, and she brought it up, and it was a very, very poignant part of the film where she talks about wanting to share that image because he was killed, and that was her experience, and she wanted to show that. It was very moving.
Christensen also did some serious digging to identify and interview the then 11-year-old English girl who posed topless on the cover of the UK release of Blind Faith's only album.
I really wanted to tell the Blind Faith story with the 11-year-old girl because a lot of people wondered, well, who is she? What did her parents think? What did she think? And it's never been articulated before. She was a young girl and had no compunction about posing for it. And the way she feels about it now is she's glad that people talk about it and glad people are interested in it.
Her picture was quickly replaced with a standard band photo for the cover of the U.S. version of that album, one of numerous instances in which cover art ran into some form of censorship.
There's a funny one where the Mamas and Papas fully clothed are in a bathtub, but Dunhill Records put a sticker over the toilet because the toilet was dirty and they thought that was too gross. The Stones did an album cover with Bathroom Graffiti that had a limited release and then was changed to a very plain cover. Hendrix had nude women on Electric Ladyland on the British version.
In many cases, that artwork has been restored on the CD reissues of those records. Meanwhile, the original albums are now valuable collector's items. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.